Hi friends, it's Fred Greenhalgh, producer here at Realm. The next episode of the dark fiction series Ominous Thrill is ready for your ears. It's called Secret in Silver Falls, and it's a Cold War era creature feature. Here's a short preview.
Ned, it's a government facility, so even if I had...
Well, my government doesn't keep secrets from citizens, just enemies.
Okay, but that's not really how it works.
Are you saying we're the enemy?
I'm not saying that. It's just...
Gotcha, you little shit.
Ned.
How about we go inside, you and me? You can tell me what's happening. And then I can tell all these fine folks there ain't nothing to worry about.
I don't have answers to share with you.
I insist.
Ominous Thrill is out now, everywhere you listen.
Detective Samuel Bailey, Oslo County Police Department, the Homicide Division. Recording on April 10th, 2019, at 4:43 p.m. I've been listening to these tapes for the last 2 weeks now, mostly right before I go home. The county's really just trying to keep me busy until they decide what to do with me, so I have to try and work some actual cases the rest of the time. You know, cases that might actually have some answers I can find. I want to keep going with the tapes, but damn, Miss Sheridan doesn't make it difficult. I've sat through about 10 recordings of random street noise, rambling versions of the first chapter of Below the Silent Deep, and one tape that was just 80s pop songs played at half speed, backwards. I have no idea what a writer's process usually looks like, but I'm pretty sure it's not this. The strangest thing is the blank tapes.
Oh, good, you're still here.
What do you want, Bill?
What? No, I just wanted to tell you a couple of us are headed out to Marvin's for drinks if you want to come.
No, thank you.
Oh, it really is just a few of us. Maybe me and Robert and one or two other tag-alongs.
I said no.
Nah. Right.
Could you shut the door on your way out, please? Like I was saying, the strangest tapes are the blank ones. There have only been a few, but I had to listen all the way through both sides to make sure they were actually empty. For some reason, Sheridan left blank cassettes mixed in with her recordings. I mean, maybe there used to be something on them. They're all labeled like the rest, so I'm guessing that whatever was recorded on them was somehow deleted. Still can't shake the feeling that... No, I need to get out of here. It's been a long day. So, tape 110-218. What have you got for me today, Sheridan?
Hello, Kate Sheridan speaking.
Hey, Kate, it's Anna.
Anna? Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Same Yeah, good. Great. Wasn't expecting to hear from you so soon.
Yeah, well, just wanted to make sure you're okay, you know.
Yeah, I'm all good. Great. Hanging in there, you know. One day at a time.
Yeah? Yeah. Good. Great.
How's Oregon?
Cold, damp, and dark as night.
Glad to hear you're enjoying yourself, then.
In my element, at least.
Where are you staying again? Langley's or something?
Langlois. Little town near Bandon. Very little. Nice little mini-market, and that's about it.
Sounds peaceful. Not many distractions, then?
Yeah. Not really.
What's wrong?
Why do you always think there's something wrong?
I don't really. It's just the way you said it.
Sorry. I just... Yeah. It's quiet here. Really quiet.
So, have you...
No. I haven't done any writing.
You haven't been, you know...
Which one?
Both, either. I worry about you, Anna. You know that,
well,
and...
You'll be happy to hear I haven't been having any fun. No weed, no ghosts, just not writing.
I do want you to have fun, Anna. I just don't want you to get yourself killed doing it.
How's Mom holding up?
Jesus Christ, Anna.
What?
Mom's fine. I'm fine. We're all fine.
So it's just me who drives you up the wall, then?
Anna, I really don't want to have this conversation right now.
Oh, sorry. Am I bothering you now? What happened to... Call anytime you want, Anna, or you're always welcome here, Anna.
That's just what people say, Anna. It doesn't mean you can call me out of the blue at 10 p.m. on a Sunday night.
Well, sorry if I wanted to have a nice talk with my sister for a change.
Are you sure you haven't been smoking?
Are you calling me a liar?
It wouldn't be the first time.
See what I have to deal with? God. Sisters, am I right? I don't really care that I didn't get any writing done today. I mean, obviously I do care. Writing's the whole reason I made this trip. To get away from the noise and focus. Anthony insisted I needed to stop running around, sit down, and write. God, you'd think he was my mother, not my agent. I tried. When I was back home for the funeral, absolutely nothing. Mom let me stay at her place, but that lasted about as long as you'd expect. So I told Anthony that I needed to get out to get inspired. But Poultice Press is breathing down his neck for a Q4 release, and they're pretty much overfunding my little expeditions. So I asked him to lie. I'm not proud of it, but given how good an agent he is, I know it's not the first time he's done it. I told him to tell the publishers I was almost done, but just needed a change of scenery to get to the last few chapters. They agreed, and I found a nice little cabin here on the Oregon coast. I even checked to make sure there were no reported hauntings nearby. I was being very good for once. I just knew I wouldn't get any writing done if there was even the slightest chance of being distracted. I almost feel guilty saying that. Yeah, I'm a writer. And a damned good one, too, despite what certain critics say. But I'm a good horror writer, and that's only because of what I do when I'm not writing. The work. The books pay for it, sure, but still. It feels like a betrayal putting the writing first, especially when I felt like I was getting so close to... So here I am, wrapped up in a blanket, staring at my little fireplace, so bored I actually decided to call my sister for once. I did try to write. I got up before the sunrise, made coffee, took out my pen, and nothing. Not a single idea worth writing down. No itch I needed to scratch or question I needed to answer. I tried everything. Prompts off the internet that all sounded stupid, free association, meditation, a few too many cups of coffee. Anything to just try and shock myself back into writing. By the time it started getting dark again, I realized I hadn't eaten, moved, or written anything all day. I looked through what I tossed in the bin, but most of it was completely unintelligible, even to me. The best I got out of it was some extra kindling for the fire. This isn't writer's block. I know what that feels like. There's always a pressure in my head, like there's some kind of story I'm trying to get out, but just can't get it on the page. It's frustrating as all hell, but this? It feels like there's nothing. Whatever I try to put on the page doesn't have any real substance, any life. I thought it would pass quickly. A bump in the road after Dad. I used to spend months on the road, writing in the mornings and finishing a manuscript by the time I got home. Now I sit inside and stare at a blank page for 12 hours and get nothing out of it. This is starting to get ridiculous. It's not even that I'm having bad ideas. I'm not having any at all. And it isn't like I've written about everything I've experienced either. It's just, the fire's gone out. There's someone in the cabin with me. I fell asleep on the couch and just woke up to footsteps in the kitchen. I don't know who or what, but there's someone in here with me. The fire's out. There's light coming in from outside the kitchen window. I'm gonna leave this running and try to find the scanner. If anyone finds this, this is Anna Sheridan. I'm in a cabin off Highway 101 in Langlois, Oregon. Please call my agent, Anthony Perdue, and tell him he shouldn't have been such a good liar. And tell my sister I'm sorry. Whatever it is, it's not giving off any of the usual readings. My eyes are adjusting and I can see clearly now, but the kitchen is empty. Okay, I'm moving to the floor lamp now. There's a switch at the base, so I can turn it on without them seeing me. Here goes. There's no one in here. The room is just empty. Not even a shadow or a distortion in the air, just... Okay, if someone is messing with me, they're going to be very sorry very quickly. I mean it. Trust me, I've had a hell of a day and you do not want to mess with a pissed off... What the hell? So, the fire that I said went out? Yeah, it just started burning again. Maybe the coals just caught an unburnt bit of wood. Or maybe there was a draft in the chimney that reignited. Okay, fire's out again. I don't know what is going on. The scanner's still not reading any EM disturbance. It's cold, but that's just because it's cold outside, I think. I hope. You know that's only scary the first few times you do it. Much better. Now... Oh no. The lamp's going out now. Who the hell are you? Much better. Now with all that... Ah! No, I'm fine. Just go bother someone else. Well, I know I've had worse nights. I just can't think of any right now. That's the last time I take a trip anywhere just to write. Can't get away from the work no matter what I do. Makes you wonder, do these things follow me because I chase them? Or were they always following me? What makes me so lucky? I guess the recorder cut out when I dropped it, so I'll fill in the details. As soon as I put on the blanket, I felt warmer. A lot warmer. I didn't notice at first, but after a second, it felt like I was wrapped in burning metal. Like I was touching a hot pan with every inch of my body. I dropped the blanket. I think I must have screamed. As soon as I did, it caught fire. I was about to get water to put it out, but it burned to ash before I could even move. If I'd had it on any longer than I did... The fireplace caught again, flames roaring all the way up the chimney. The kitchen floor started creaking too, over and over again. That was when I realized what it was. The wood, warping and creaking with the change in temperature. My scanner was going crazy. I tried to pick it up to check the readings, but dropped it right away. It was burning hot, too. Smoke started to pour out of the fireplace. I dropped low, grabbed the recorder, and crawled towards the door. I was nearly 20 feet from the fireplace and facing away from it, so I shouldn't have felt the heat. But my face was still burning, my skin cracking and blistering until it felt like my blood was boiling. And in the roar of the fire, I swear I heard a voice. Not a human voice. Not even one speaking words, I don't think. Just emotions. Strong, blinding emotions that overpowered everything. Anger. Hatred. Rage. Just absolute rage. Whatever it was, it hated me. Hated what I do, and more than that, hated who I am. A hate that burned so hot that it... Well, it almost burned me alive. I got lucky. Or maybe I was just fast enough to escape. I didn't look back, but from the sound of the flames, I knew they were already climbing up the wall behind me. The entire cabin was on fire. I'm not sure when the creaking in the kitchen stopped and the fire started, but when I looked back, the old wooden cabinets were lost behind the flames. I reached the front door and tried to grab the handle, but it scalded my hand, like the world outside was burning too. I looked around trying to find a way out, and then I saw the empty waste paper bin sitting next to the door. I hesitated before I grabbed it, but it wasn't hot. In fact, it almost felt cool to the touch. It must have been far enough away from the fire to avoid the heat. I turned and threw it as hard as I could through the window. The glass exploded and the night air rushed in. The flames leapt higher and higher, roaring louder than before. I saw them clawing across the floor towards me like some kind of hungry animal. I turned and jumped out the window, cutting my hands on the glass, but thankfully not bad enough to need stitches. By the time I got off the porch and away from the cabin, I could already hear the sirens. One of the neighbors must have called 911. I gasped for air and tried to think of a way to explain this to the fire department when suddenly I heard another sound. No, not quite a sound. Another burst of emotion radiating from the fire. I couldn't name it if I tried, but somehow I recognized it. It wasn't an emotion I'd ever felt, but one that reached into me towards something forgotten. Ancient. Primal. I'd escaped, but I knew that whatever was in that house had just marked me as prey.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system. So wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Looking at her file now, I guess Sheridan was involved in a house fire that destroyed a small cabin in Langlois, Oregon around 2009. She was treated for smoke inhalation and minor lacerations on site. And she might have walked away from it entirely if the police hadn't administered a coin test and found elevated levels of THC. She was arrested and charged with suspected arson, but the evidence was circumstantial and the judge eventually dismissed the case. The family who owned the cabin sued her for violations of a rental agreement, though, and ended up winning a pretty handy settlement. So, make of that what you will. I know authors can do some crazy things to get out of writer's block, but I've never heard of one resorting to arson. Seems a little extreme, even for Sheridan. Apparently the press had a lot of questions, too. There are plenty of articles from around that time about Sheridan's drug habit and manic behavior being responsible for the fire. She was right about her agent, though. Anthony Perdue lied his ass off to save hers. He has some great lines in here about atmospheric conditions being ideal for spontaneous combustion and electrical wiring shortcuts in the cabin itself. Something tells me this tape wasn't played in court. If Sheridan was trying to shake her writer's block, then I guess it worked. It took her less than 2 months to write and publish Inferno Within. One of her bestsellers, too. Guess there really is no such thing as bad press. God, it's been a long day.
On a remote island in frigid Lake Superior, a fabricated creature birthed from the mind of a disturbed genius stalks the very people who created it. Ancestor, by number one New York Times bestselling author Scott Sigler, is a classic tale of science gone horribly wrong. Available wherever you get your podcasts.
The Sheridan Tapes, Episode 3, Thither to Burn. Starring Erin Neely-Chaconis as Anna Sheridan, Trevor Van Winkle as Sam Bailey, Jesse Steele as Bill Tyler, and Virginia Spotts as Kate Sheridan, with original music by Jesse Hagen. Written and produced by Trevor Van Winkle and made possible by our supporters at patreon.com/homesteadcorner. Visit thesheridantapes.com to view additional content, rate and review us on Apple Podcasts, and connect with us on Twitter and Instagram at Trevor_VW. New episodes are released every Friday at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on all podcasting platforms. I'm Trevor Van Winkle, this is Homestead on the Corner, and you're listening to The Sheridan Tapes.
Have you ever watched a futuristic sci-fi movie and wondered, but wait, could any of this really happen? And will I live long enough to see it? That's what our show Hypothetical is about. I'm Carrie Bechet, and on this podcast, we ask what-if questions about the future. Like, what if we could read minds? What if the world's digital data was erased all at once? What would happen if the Yellowstone supervolcano erupted? Then we explore that question two ways, through speculative science fiction and through dialogue with brilliant scientists. The result is a genre-bending narrative that's interwoven with real facts provided by literal geniuses. And, spoiler alert, a lot of the science fiction out there, it's not nearly as far-fetched as you might think. Come time travel with me into the future on Hypothetical. New episodes on Tuesdays, available on all your favorite podcast apps. Just search Hypothetical. That's H-Y-P-E-R-T-H-E-T-I-C-A-L.